Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So this past March, there was an image floating around online that you may have seen. It started on Instagram from a user called the Junk Food Aisle. And it showed a package of limited edition Oreos filled with, get this, Grater's Black Raspberry Chocolate Chip Ice Cream. Ooh. How many of you are drooling already, huh? Somebody was absolutely brilliant and took two of the best desserts on the market and put them together. So to the person who said you can't buy happiness, you're wrong. There it is. And it's delicious on the outside and the inside. But there's a problem. The image was photoshopped. There's no such cookie, and Oreos and Graters aren't going to make it. Now, even though the cookies aren't real, you could still imagine what they would taste like, right? And you knew they would be wonderful. Harvard psychologist Dan Gilbert delivered a TED Talk back in 2004 where he talked about happiness in the human brain. He said that unlike our ancient ancestor Homo habilis, we Homo sapiens have a prefrontal cortex in our brains. And part of the role of the prefrontal cortex is an experience simulator. It's the part of your brain that allows you to imagine what an experience will be like before you have it. Like eating Grater's Black Raspberry Chocolate Chip Oreos. Because we have this part of our brain, we can imagine the situation and have the resulting effects, like drooling over pretend cookies. Basically, we can use our brains to synthesize happiness, even if there's no outside factor that actually makes us happy. Now, typically, we think that synthetic happiness is not as good as, quote, natural happiness, because that's how our consumeristic culture works. In other words, if Grater's Oreos were indeed an actual product, would you want to just imagine eating them, or would you want to really eat them? Right. This is what propels our marketplace. This is why we have so many TV commercials. This is why we come up with new cookie flavors. Because we want the actual experience of happiness. We want to buy the thing that promises to make us happy. We don't just want to imagine it. Now, of course, we're savvy shoppers, and we often see through the marketing hype. But when I first told you about that cookie, you thought it was real, right? Or you wished it were real. I tricked you. Just like the marketing hype can trick us. So even though we think we're savvy consumers, we still fall into the trap. We still think that there are certain things out there that can make us happy. Today, this fourth Sunday of Easter, is often called Good Shepherd Sunday. And it can seem like it doesn't have anything to do with imaginary delicious cookies. But it does. In our gospel reading, Jesus said, "The sheep will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers." Well, Perhaps that's true of actual sheep, but that's not so true with people. All right, we have a bunch of voices calling out to us, and we do follow some of them. There are voices of commercials and ads and Photoshopped products. Voices that promise us not just synthetic happiness, but actual, natural happiness. Voices that talk about something we don't have to pretend about, but something we can actually hold in our hands and rip the package open. Jesus also said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Now, in one sense, that kind of sounds like Jesus is giving us a commercial for himself. The other guy, that competitor, he won't make your life better. He's just going to steal and kill and destroy you. But I can give you something he can't. I can give you abundant life. But isn't that what every commercial sounds like? Don't buy our competitor's product because you won't be happy with it. Instead, buy our product because we will make your life better. We will really make you happy. Because of that, sometimes Jesus seems like just another product in the marketplace. Just another option for us to choose from. And sometimes he seems to promise only synthetic happiness, which we think is inferior to natural happiness. So then why would we want to imagine ourselves to be happy with Jesus instead of buying something from the store shelf that would actually make us happy? Well, first, we need to notice that that question makes a big assumption. It assumes that an abundant life is the same thing as a happy life. Now, I don't mean to say that an abundant life is a miserable life. Rather, I mean that we often think an abundant life means a life full of stuff. It assumes that if we only had the actual stuff that makes us happy, like Grater's Oreos, then that would be an abundant life. But abundant life is a quality of life, not the quantity of stuff in our lives. And we know that quality is more important than quantity. For example, think about the role of shepherds back in the day. They didn't have a lot of stuff, but they still provided their sheep with three very important things they did have: provision, presence, and protection. First, the shepherd provided the sheep with what they needed: food, water, rest, that kind of thing. Second, the shepherd was always present with the sheep. Even when the sheep were in danger, the shepherd was still right there with them. And third, the shepherd provided protection. There were actual thieves and bandits. There were wolves and other wild animals. But the sheep could count on the shepherd to keep them safe and protect them. And so it's really no surprise then why this image of the king, why this image of the shepherd was used for kings. Right? Because kings did the same thing. They gave provision and presence and protection to their people. Now, today, we don't have many shepherds taking care of sheep or kings taking care of their people. But we do have something else. parents who take care of their children. Think about how your parents took care of you, or how you take care of your own children. Good parents provide for their children. They're always there for their children. And they always want to protect their children and keep them safe. This is how Jesus is with us too. This is the abundant life he's talking about. And this is another reason why Jesus is countercultural. All right, we live in a culture that tries to sell us happiness with the newest product, even if it's photoshopped. But we also know that none of those products really follow through with that promise. Yeah, we might be happy the moment after we get it, but the happiness fades away. Right? Our new clothes eventually fall apart. The latest tech toy is eventually out of date. And even the Oreos eventually get eaten. So we know the experience of being unhappy in life. And I think that's why Psalm 23, the psalm for this Good Shepherd Sunday, is such a popular one. Because it reminds us that the Good Shepherd is always with us and always gives us quality of life. As the psalm says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your namesake." In other words, the Lord provides for me. "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." In other words, the Lord is present with me, even in the darkest of times. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In other words, the Lord protects me from my enemies and keeps me safe in his house. For many people, this is the go-to psalm when life is hard. This is the go-to psalm when things that promise happiness fade away. This is the go-to psalm at a funeral. Because we know that no matter what lack we're feeling, no matter why we're unhappy, no matter the death we're experiencing, the Lord is still our shepherd. And he still provides us with abundant life, with quality life. Now, that's not to say life will be easy. And it's not to say there will never be people who are hungry or homeless or hurting. But it is to say that the shepherd is here to look after our needs. And he is here to look after others' needs through us. Right? He provides for you by giving you the daily bread you need. Both the physical food you need and the other stuff to get you through the day. He's always present with you, even when you walk through the darkest valley. And he always protects you from the powers of sin and death and evil. And then he works through you to make sure others see his abundance too. In other words, if we can be like shepherds for our children and for others, giving them the provision and presence and protection that they need, how much more will God do that for us? How much more will God do that for you? So, yes, Grater's Oreos would be awesome. But even they would be replaced by a new flavor. Our good shepherd, though, is always here for us and always looking out for us. Therefore, the Lord is my shepherd. And because of that, I have everything I need. But cookies can't even compare. So in the name of the one who is our shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.